XS Shopping, who's and welcome back to a brand new episode of C2 with Lebo and Tato Rampere. Guys, today's gonna be a banger. We're doing something everybody has been talking about. I feel like every new talking stage, every time you go into Twitter, WhatsApp groups, everyone speaks about attachment styles. Hallelujah. But to my left, guys, we've got Lebo Rampere. So,
what's up,
my
guys? We've got Tato Rampere.
Tawan in the building. And here's gonna bang, guys. But before we get into the main topic, which is attachment styles, of course, we're gonna be going into the how are yous, where we've integrated you guys to tell us how you guys are feeling. After that, guys, we're gonna read about like 3-4 about how you guys are feeling.
Yeah, so but please make sure you check out our handles, Instagram at Seated With.
Yeah.
So you guys can participate, or my profile, or Tato's profile, Tato Rampere. So you can also ask us for advice and we can, you know, help you out.
Yeah, so we post question tabs. All you have to do is click the questions thing and tell us how you are so we can speak about it on the podcast. And hopefully the subscribers, you guys, also give people advice. Guys, don't just think we're the ones that are giving advice. No.
Yeah.
We also want the advice of you. Can you pass me my spectacles? We also want the advice from you guys. Guys, you know, I've been cracking the podcast for many episodes. I have decided to fix my glasses and order a new subscription. So,
Danko. Fix my eyes and order a new prescription.
Fix my eyes with this.
Yeah.
Then this is my old prescription.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting a new prescription to make it even better.
Our family is actually all diagnosed of wearing glasses.
I was the last person. I was trying to hold out.
I choose not to wear. I'm basically on the side of a scar. I can't see, but I just chose that life. Yeah, basically.
That's
like
crazy.
I can't see far. You see that thing? If I close here, I can't see what it says there.
I never knew that about you.
I can see though with this eye printing, branding, and
that's a fun
signage.
Fact.
Yeah, on the scar side.
You should get that fixed.
Yeah, when they broke my cheekbone and everything.
They didn't break your cheekbone.
They did break my cheekbone and I got mugged. They did. That's why I have that my cheekbone. That's why you can even feel it to this day. I don't know if you can feel that.
You feel the side.
Here you go. You feel the difference.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Well, anyways, we're also hitting things called Lerata Ditaba.
Yeah.
We're talking about old things, you know, podcast, culture. Yeah, a lot of things that are affecting us. We're going to be touching on like a little bit about that, other people's podcasts, and as well as an ongoing case of Zanzu, as we all know what happened. I wanted to read about a bit of an update because I feel like we lose touch of these things.
Personally, I'm too scared to even speak about that thing.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna make a list. Okay.
Yeah.
Open chat spoke about us. Seats of the now you go to Zazu, they're gonna be like, yeah,
that indictment. That indictment is gonna go crazy. But also then obviously we're gonna be playing our favorite game, top five. And today's top five is, what is the top five places to ask for someone's number?
Oh,
top five worst places to ask for someone's number.
And best places.
No, just the worst. And final remarks. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so let's get into it. So guys, I'm gonna be reading the
how are yous?
How are you? So we've got some. Shout out to Ruby again, guys. She's our new social media manager. So she's giving us everything, making our lives a little bit easier. But from Anonymous, it says, I'm really lonely.
Yeah.
The silence is so loud. It's defining. Trying to learn to enjoy my own company and I'm struggling.
Yeah, really hard one.
When last did you experience loneliness? I remember we both used to struggle with this a lot.
Oh, my days. Yo.
I think we actually overcame loneliness. If you think about it, have a thought about it. Think about when you were lonely, ne? Because we used to have long periods of time where Lebo and I both felt very lonely. And I feel like we overcame it because now I overcame it because I haven't felt lonely in a long time.
I also haven't.
Yeah. And what have we done? Because I know what we've done. But from you, what do you think we've done to overcome that loneliness?
Dude, I've learned to abuse my free will. And what that means is that, like, if I enjoy anything, I will make sure that occupies my space. If I enjoy gaming, I will have gaming. If I have
friends that you like hanging out with.
Friends to hang out with, I will spend time with my friends. Like, loneliness is an option. It's optional. Yeah. You know, we are surrounded by people who care for us, who love us, and who are text away. It's all about, are you willing to reach out to end your loneliness?
Yeah.
You know
I think one thing that I'm going to speak for me that I struggled with is that I assumed that I had to really be able to sit with myself for long periods of times. But I did so much research and realized that like human beings are packed animals, guys. We're meant to be within communities. We're meant to have siblings. We're meant to have cousins. We're meant to have friends. We're meant to have family. So I think that's obviously, you know, one thing that could be making you feel like you're lonely is the lack of that. Because you could have the ability to sit within your loneliness and sit by yourself. But because you're not ticking the boxes of friend, family, partner, you know, emotional connections, physical connections, you could be feeling lonely for a long period of time. So I think do a deep dive into, like, you know, your entire ecosystem and your friends and family and see what are you missing outside of sitting alone. Because you'd be surprised. When I spend enough time with Lebanon person, Khunse, I love being alone after seeing them, like, for a long period of time.
We say this concept of say, are you guys full yet?
Yeah.
And it's like, we speak about it like, yo, because we spend a lot of time together as a friendship group.
Yeah.
So we'll spend Friday together, Saturday together, and then we'll be like, gents, are you full? One person will be like, nah, I'm nearly there, I'm nearly full. And then we go to one more event and then we're full. But yeah, I liked everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Can I read the next one, actually?
Yeah, someone says, yo, I'm still in love with Tato. Yo, that's how
that's why I said, let me read the next
you're gonna
one.
You're going to read that one?
Yeah, I wasn't going to read that.
Personally, Tato, I appreciate it. What? Someone kind of love me out there. I mean, they love my content, they love what I'm creating, they love the culture.
Yeah. Shame. Mm. Yeah, we'll take that as one of them, Shame. Mm. Tato, I'm still in love
with Tato. I love you too. Thank you for still being in love with me.
I'm still in love with Tato. Look down, crying emoji. Read the whole message.
Oh.
I'm just good. Triggered by this flu that everyone in probably Joburg has. Hope it's not COVID. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's been getting sick.
Let's speak about that, guys. So I think a month ago, everybody's
been getting sick.
Everybody had flu. And I swear down, that's how COVID would have looked like without the marketing.
So they would have just like passed us and then we would
have... No, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure there were fatalities from this...
This flu
outbreak, because it really affects people that are sickly. Like if you've got, like, you know, certain diseases.
But without the marketing, yeah, COVID. This is literally what COVID would have been like.
Everybody had flu.
Everybody. I was sick.
That's why I burned myself. I was steaming. I was steaming.
You were sick. Tabang was sick.
I was sick. You were sick. Tabang was sick.
Khunse was sick. Khunse was sick.
Percy, Kaya, the guy next door was sick. My neighbors were sick. Telefo was sick.
Yeah.
Everybody was sick.
Yeah. Everybody's been sick. It's going around in Jersey. Like, I don't know. Other cities. I don't know if other cities
are... I've never referred to Joburg as like Josie.
How? What do you call it?
Oh, no. I think it's just the way you're saying it.
Like Josie.
That's not how you said it.
Run Josie. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. How do you say Josie?
Josie. I wouldn't say Josie.
I say Josie.
No, you say Josie.
Josie. No. Oh, you said... Oh, you want me to go black? I'm going to say Joe. And then Z.
No, no, no.
I said Josie. You said
Josie.
Like Ozzy. You see
the word Joy?
Yeah.
Joyzy.
Okay. Next one says, what advice would you give a depressed first year student who's struggling to adapt?
Are you guys okay? Aye, man. Guys, why can't I get a... Guys, I had a lovely day.
It's advice for a reason.
I had a lovely day. You know, I think this is showing me that, like, you know what? We're asking you guys how you are, and you guys are assuming you must give us the negative. I feel like this should show that we all need to do a big... perception switch.
No, because the thing says, how are you asked for any advice or anything that you're struggling with?
Okay, real. But
so we're calling for that. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
I don't know what the prompt is.
Yeah, that's why.
But now I'm just a cast member. This is higher management here to the left.
Like the call to action is like, tell us what's going wrong with your life so we can help you or try help you. I remember being in first year. I'll tell you guys a story. We had this session at my residence. We're all wearing these uniforms, you know, with our parents and everything. Lovely session. And, you know, everyone was telling us how it is, the brotherhood, how it meant so much to them. And then the parents left and they started speaking Afrikaans and swearing at us and, you know, speaking English and Afrikaans.
The res was called Buchenhout. I think
don't say that name. Why not? Because I stand by them. I love that res. It's a great res. House style.
I have an experience.
I loved it.
That place was called Buchenhout, the University of Pretoria. But I mean, it was fun. Same thing happened to
allegedly. We're speaking allegedly now. Also now, just in case UP comes for us. Also allegedly. But
you didn't say anything wrong. Like literally what happened.
Yeah, but that's literally what happened.
You walk into your first day. They give you the uniform. The parents are there. Yeah. The head boys and the leaders are nice. Yeah. They're speaking to you, helping you carry your bags. Then your parents leave. For me, they didn't speak Afrikaans. But your parents leave and they say, "Yeah, boys. You guys think you're still matric, don't you?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You're nothing but the first year Easter.
Yeah.
When I say jump, you don't say how high. You say how many times. And when you see me, you say, Dag meneer.
Yeah, Dag meneer.
Kobus. And you must know my name.
Yeah, so we were like in that part of transformation, but you can still feel like there's a little bit of... Yeah, I don't want to say racism. Just like
pro Afrikaans. Why are you so censored, bro?
I don't think it's racism, bro. I think people have their own...
Cultures,
and they have their own ways and means.
I'm not saying the way they were speaking was racist, but they were doing certain things that were racist.
Yeah, I think exclusion can count as racism. Yeah. So I know that's what
I was at the point where they were too scared to even interact with black people because of there's been so much like transformation.
Yeah, no one ever actually speaks about race culture, but My point is me being in first year, being away from home, losing that comfort, being surrounded by boys again, because I went to an all-boys school again.
Yeah, real.
I really did feel, like, depressed. I felt like, oh, but I found comfort in the things that helped me get to the next week, whether that be anime, whether that be my friendships, or whether this be taking a walk. I used to take a lot of walks. I used to skate a lot. Like, I used to skate on my skateboard all the time. I used to skate around the residences with music in my ears just to de-stress. So find your flow state, you know, find the place where you feel like I'm most productive, I'm most happy, I'm most, I can get to my next step. And I think that'll really help because first year, second year, third year are all stages, but they're not life.
Yeah, you know? I also feel like don't be scared to like also just be you and do the things that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I feel like, for example, level skating, some people will be like, yo, I want to skate, but I might be perceived as, dude, just do what you want to do. Yeah, everybody is so unique and different in uni. So let's just do you. Let's move on to the next section, which is the...
No, how are you, dude? You see? It's easy to forget. Last week was coming
hosting
for me.
I haven't hosted the podcast in like five, 6 weeks. Now this guy's making me a host. But how am I? Yay, I'm good. I'm good, man. Like, let me speak from a work perspective. So from a work perspective, I'm a little bit disappointed at the rate that I am working at.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I think it's... I'm experiencing a bit of fatigue without seeing that I'm fatigued. Mm. And now that I'm speaking about it, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. So I think last week I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know what? Let me go on a fast. Let me not eat until 2. Let me try pray like more in the mornings. Let me try to do a little bit of more Bible study. And let me try just get my fitness back also. Because fasting has benefits like in 2 ways. Like, obviously, crucial to God if you're going in that route. And 2, also just like good for your body because like your body will eat the reserve fats if you've... I don't know. Allegedly, you eat the reserve fat from 2. If you eat healthy, it's good. Good cycle. 2 meals a day.
Yeah, I used to work with someone who did this thing, and he explained this whole thing and how it makes you also lose weight. But yeah. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I also don't understand. But I'm doing it for both those reasons. So I've been like trying to get myself healthier.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, dude, but you're not eating until 2. How is that healthier? So I need to like make sure that when I eat, when it's 2, I must have a really good meal. Because now what happens is that I'm working the whole day, then 2 comes and then we're eating shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like build discipline from like a health and like physical perspective so that I can go back into discipline from a work perspective. Because these are the vessels that we use to action out the work.
These are our productivity machines.
Literally. And then emotionally, I think I'm also like good, man. I think I've been doing a lot of like self-love. I've been putting myself first. Labor's been helping me with that as well. And I've been taking like experiences from life as lessons. And I've been trying to make sure I don't repeat the same mistakes I made in the past, in the present. And I think I'm proud of myself for doing that because, like, usually what happens is that when you're going through something and it's not the first time, you do what's happened before and you don't learn. So I'm happy that, like, hey, with certain things in my life, I was able to learn and say, oh, okay, cool. Let me not fall through to what I did in the past. Then family-wise, I'm keen to see my sister, bro. I think we're meant to see Shibu this weekend.
Yeah, like tomorrow or Saturday. We're supposed to actually confirm today.
To confirm. So that'll be really nice. She's been writing. So I think it'll be cool to spend some time with her, bring her into our world. I can also see she's yearning for that. So that'll be very
I can
fun.
See she's finally getting to that age where she's seeing how, and I don't mean this in a negative way, how fake the surrounding of friendships and love life that university has to offer and how real family and family friendship.
Yeah.
And I think she sees me and Tato hang out and like building this bond that obviously is like very, 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 very strong. And I think she's craving it as well. She wants to be part of that. And I'm very, very excited for that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just been trying to be intentional, talking to her like every other day, just like a quick, how are you? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah. But I'm good. I also spoke to Mama like 2 days ago. She called me. And yesterday.
See, she's bold. Shout out, Mama.
She's bold now.
Yeah, she's bold.
That was a voice.
It suits her. She's light skinned. You know, light skinned people can do anything.
She called me and she asked to see my scars. And I was like, yeah, cool. They're better now.
Yeah. Also, we've got a family vacation trip, Easter weekend thing that we got coming soon.
What? 21st. We're going to Limpopo for Easter. It's not a family
That's
vacation.
That's a vacation if you leave where you reside. It's called a vacation.
You need to go have fun.
No, I don't know. Sleeping from the morning until night is fun. But it's a very good bonding session with the family. I'm very excited about it. I keep playing the words that mommy and them said in the podcast. What type of man you want to be? And the family thing keeps hitting my face.
Yeah. 100%. How are you?
I'm okay. Like I said, I'm very excited about the family trip. I've been having nightmares recently, actually, low-key. Same. It's been ridiculous. I've been having a lot of nightmares, and they're very orientated towards my future, right? So I had this one nightmare where I woke up and I was making breakfast, and then like these three kids ran up to me, and it was like Father's Day, and they were screaming Father's Day, and I was so stressed, and I went to my laptop, and I was like emailing. And it said like, yo, you just lost your job. Like, you've been wada wada. And I woke up from the, and I said, yeah, she started using condoms. I'm just joking. And then the other night I had a nightmare where I started to walk. And I was walking towards like Eastgate, right? From the house in Biffview. And I was walking and then started running. Then I started sprinting. And then I couldn't stop running. Like, I was like, even ran past East Gate, ran past Bruma. I'm now running towards CPD on the highway and I can't stop running. So all of these things have been making me like not be able to sleep, and that's just made this whole crazy cycle of tiredness.
Maybe you should like turn those things into, that might sound dark, turn that into content. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you should be shooting short films.
Yeah, and saying My Dream Last Night. That's a banger series,
yeah,
low-key.
Damn, so you're getting tired from those dreams. Like,
I'm getting exhausted, and I think it's affecting my creativity and productivity.
Yeah.
And I'm generally like really, really considering seeing a doctor, because like I've always had like a sleep issue. I never sleep. I wake up at like 4 and then I'll stay up until 7 a.m., sleep until 9, and then wake up and then work again. But
are you at peace though? Like, if you look at all the like,
oh, so much. Your life.
Yeah,
so much.
When I think about you now, you're healthy. Like,
I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah,
I'm eating better.
Eating better. You're
dressing
cleaning,
better. I'm loving better.
Healthy relationships.
So like everything is good, but it's just now I feel like there's a lot of internals that I haven't like really
dealt
like
with.
Dealt with.
Are they,
and it's coming out.
Damn.
Because when you're at a place of peace, trust me, that's when your inner problems, because you're actually solving.
You've solved the surface level
things. Yeah, the things of like living.
Yeah, not the deeper things are there.
Yeah,
like,
after that, yeah. But anyways, that's how I'm doing. Just trying to figure that out, no. Not stressed as well. What kind of you hosting us today with the attachment styles? You can start.
Guys, let's go into the next session, which is Lataritaba. What's been
happening? Sorry, guys. I didn't even know. Lataritaba, can I read that one?
Yeah, go for it.
So we've got like a whole bunch of things that I want to dive in. But first on, obviously, Munyaka left. I always say her name wrong. Munaka left a podcast. It was a tear goodbye, like she cried gang on the podcast.
Yeah, because I watched that video of her crying, and I was like, this looks like it's fake tears, right?
Yeah.
And then she posted a story saying, guys, every time I cry, it looks like I'm fake crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I get it. So she actually looks, she actually is very sad.
Because
a great career move.
Yeah. Because
personally speaking, great move for her career. She went in, infiltrated. If it was a healthy relationship, she would have stayed. I don't know. Okay, let me not say healthy because I don't know the experience.
Yeah.
But from a brand strategist perspective, Monica being there was affecting her potential campaigns, her affiliations, and her space in the industry. Yeah.
From that clip.
And from that podcast.
And multiple clips, yeah.
From that podcast,
yeah.
Right? Because they speak about other people. Yeah. So her now removing herself at this time is amazing, because for me, as a strategist, it shows, okay, cool, she was there. She thought it was a good opportunity. She found that it was not a good opportunity, and then she left. So now everything that happened before, she is now cleared.
Yeah.
So now she's back to Monaka that we love and care for.
Yeah.
So her leaving at this time, perfect. Also great for like, you know,
Mac
infiltration, because she was able to also then gather.
Now I was also saying also great for Mac G, because now, wow, an opening where you can introduce a whole new brand new revenue of following. Like from a certain person that you choose to introduce to the Piano Pulse, like a replacement.
Yes.
So anyone who gets that tender, you know, I'm free, by the way, Mac G, I see what you've done for the joking. Look at that.
I was surprised that you would go on to this.
No, I would never, bro. I would never. I don't think I would do that. I think that I know that podcast, it has its, that podcast network has its villains. And right now the villain podcast is that one.
Yeah.
So we need to wait for that to cool down. It used to be Mac G's one that was the villain.
Yeah.
But slowly we see.
But even on Sima and Yanda and them, the villain had to be someone.
Yeah. But let's read out what else is happening in Lerataritaba.
Do you think the podcast is going to take a tip because she's leaving?
I don't think so. I think Tahi's controversial words will always get clicks.
Always
get clicks, yeah. But yo, let's also read what else is happening. So VAT is to increase by 0.5 percentage points to 15.5%. That means for every item costing 100 rand that is not exempt from consumers tax, we'll now pay 15 rand and 50 cents instead of 15 VAT. That just basically just to give an example for just to simplify. But yeah, with VAT increasing, I know all of us have gotten those emails. Doodum, hi, this is Rain. We'd like to notify you that from May, we get doodum, hi, this is Vodacom. We'd like to know. Doodum, hi, this is your company and your.
That's what that was. I was so surprised why all my service providers have
the
been
next debit
me.
Order is going down by 100 rand more, boy.
But I haven't read them.
Yeah. I also have been just ignoring them and just swiping. I can't wait to see what rent pulls out from this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, right now we're in an inflation. And, yo, the question comes up, and it's been coming up on Twitter a little bit. Who had the harder financial life? Is it us, this generation, or our parents? Who had the harder financial life, you know?
It's tricky, because yeah. I think it depends on which industry you worked in.
Yeah, true.
Because I know as soon as, like, apartheid finished, there was a lot of opportunities for black people.
Yeah.
And especially if you were educated. Like, my father told me that, like, his peers, yeah. when they worked for the ones that worked for government, they would get a job, then they would scale up quickly, then they'd get a company car, then they'd get this thing all within government because they're trying to populate, you know, black people within the government. So I don't know. I feel like I think we have it harder, but I think we have more opportunities. Mm. And I think more black people have more opportunities now versus then. True. But if you're plugged into the economy working class back then, I think it might have been a better experience. But also, it's from the little research that I've done. Yeah. What about you? What do you think? You're the one that studied economics.
So I think, like, I don't know, man. Standard of living is a very hard thing to calculate and say which one had it worse, who had it better, who had it worse. But I will admit, I'm starting to relate. You know, your parents say the economy is tough, man.
Yeah,
you're back there as a kid and you're drinking like a juice almost. And it's your second glass of juice and you're not really understanding how hard the economy is. But now I can honestly say, as being part of the economy, we do need a change. We should be voting. We should. No. This is horrible. It's horrendous. Because you have to understand, all of these things are like, it's like a domino effect, you know? Mm. South Africans aren't seeing this in its entirety, but your income that you're receiving is being taxed like no tax, like income has been taxed before. Because yeah. you're losing a lot of your money to tax. Yeah. A lot of money. So that's just very scary for me. Because, guys, think about it. You know, we as South Africans, we're so, what is it called? Recent. We're biased to recency. So now we're saying, okay, VAT increased by 1%. Bias. Okay, cool. That's fine, 1%. We don't know. These people can do this again. Like, that is what's scary. They can do it again. Because no one, we didn't vote for VAT increase. We didn't vote for, they can do this again next in December, just like they did COVID. Yeah. Just like they did, you know, and that's what's scaring me beyond measure, because next year can be, they say, you know what, guys, we didn't get a 2% now, then it's 3%, and then now we're just in a horrible place, you know. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the economics, I feel the economics.
Anyways, I wanted to bring this one up. Tata doesn't want to speak about this on the Zanzu one.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So I wanted to read this because I read this from an article today. And we all know about the story that what happened at Zanzu, how they were torturing customers and etc.
That allegedly didn't pay.
That allegedly
tortured.
Yeah, allegedly tortured, etc. But one of the articles read the 41. So one of the person now pleads for bail. Right, the 41-year-old Congolese national faces a multitude of charges, including 8 counts of compiled sexual assault. But he is one of 8 suspects. Mm. Right, for these cases. But it makes me realize how much we are, the courts and stuff are tackling the bouncers, but they're not tackling the big guys.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get a cow's head in my bed at night, so I won't speak too much on that. But I'm just saying that it's very crazy how, like, we have these bursts of, in media, we have these bursts of information of, like, oh, this horrible thing happened. And then we will highlight it for maybe a week or two, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like that's a constant thing. That's why I said, let me bring this thing back up. Mm. So maybe we can also just say, yo, what other things should we be bringing back up to promote awareness? Yeah. Just saying on that, yeah. So that's just a bit of awareness part of Lera Taditaba, yeah.
100%. Let's get into the main topic. As today we're talking about attachment styles, I think this one is very important because
attachment styles also apply within family and within friendships too, because it's basically all about conflict resolution. But before that, guys, we want to go through the different attachment styles as well as the
five. I don't even know.
Yeah, so according to this, they are about five attachment styles. The first one being the secure attachment style. This is people with the secure attachment style tend to feel, people with the secure attachment style tend to feel comfortable with intimacy. They can regulate their emotions effectively and maintain a sense of independence. So they feel secure in relationships, they communicate effectively, they trust themselves, they trust others, and they're resilient in the fact that conflict can be resolved, right? They also value their relationships but don't fear abandonment. Okay. So they're not scared of...
this person's going to leave me. They're very secure.
So that's a secure attachment style.
Yeah. So this is like the best one.
Sounds like it. Then you get the anxious, preoccupied attachment style. To make it easier, we'll just call it the anxious attachment style. Individuals with an anxious, preoccupied attachment style often worry about the rejection and abandonment. They fear being alone, seek constant reassurance, can be overly dependent on their partner, experience high levels of emotional dysregulation, and may and may become overly attached quickly. So anxious attachment style, someone that grabs onto the person quickly
and is anxious fears
they're always
going
to be leaving them.
Let me perform. Like,
please don't leave me alone.
Please don't leave me, I love
like,
you.
Like, do you really love me? Yeah. Don't go. Yeah. Please don't go. Yeah. That's anxious attachment style. Then you get the dismissive, or the most popularly known as avoidant attachment style.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Now, these are, you know, people who value independence over interdependence, right? So they want to deal with their things themselves. They may come across as distant, and they suppress their emotions. They avoid dependence on others and prioritize self-resilience. So I've been told multiple times that I've got a avoidance attachment style, right? And it's basically what this has been described. Then you get, that's the dismissive avoidance style. So it's like, hey, I'll do this myself, dismissive avoidance style. Then you get a fearful avoidant attachment style. Now here, it's people that fear intimacy and abandonment at the same time. They also have difficulty trusting others. They may have experienced trauma, and they struggle with emotional regulation. This one sounds like it's a horrible one. Then you get disorganized, disoriented attachment styles. So they may exhibit a mix of anxious, avoidant, struggle with trust, as well as intimacy, and can struggle to dissociate. So I think to make this conversation easier and to simplify it, we can speak on three attachment styles in this episode. So we'll speak about the secure attachment style. That's what everybody loves.
Yeah.
Communicates, they're happy, they trust themselves, they trust you. It's a relationship. It's a two-way street. Then you get the anxious attachment style, right? Let's not do that one. Let's do the avoidant one. Then you get the avoidant one. This person is independent. Mm. Don't speak about this thing. Runs away from these problems. Doesn't want to communicate. And then you get the anxious one, which is the opposite.
Okay.
Fear of being alone. So let's focus on those ones.
Sure.
Secure, anxious.
Talk to me about South African black woman. You experience different types of attachment styles.
Yeah.
Based purely on how they grew up. But what do you think is the attachment style that you are the magnet towards?
One that I attract.
You attract the most. Like, because I was hearing you say all of these, nah. And right now, I think I'm probably in a secure attachment style.
Yeah.
But before, I was always in the anxious.
Yeah.
Anxious one. I want to say the anxious, fears being alone. I need a constant reassurance.
Yes.
Can be overly dependent on their partner. I think I've only attracted those types of partners in my life. What about you?
So I think I'm going to do based off of the majority, right? I think I've always attracted a anxious, preoccupied attachment style. So someone that needs validation, someone that needs reassurance, someone that needs... There's someone that maybe doesn't know how to emotionally regulate themselves. I think I've definitely attracted that. As I've gotten older, though, I definitely have seen myself attracting someone who's like an avoidant attachment style. So women that have been through a lot of hurt and are hyper-independent. And they deal with problems themselves. They want to self-reflect. They need some time to deal with it. Like, we can't fix it now. We'll fix it later. Let me process it. You know, and then I've been lucky enough to sometimes deal with some secure attachment styles. What about you?
I don't know. Hey, I think, like I said, I think the anxious attachment style is the one I attracted the most. But I'm thinking about it, right? And I'm thinking, what is it in us that favors and is attracted to, especially black men, that are attracted to women in need. Women in need. Like, women that need some sort of, like, help, some sort of, like, caretaking. I think it's, I would say, because we're natural-born providers, but I'm trying to dig deeper that what is intimidating about a secure woman compared to, an anxious-style woman? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the intimidation coming from?
That's a good question. I think like you mentioned initially, like, men are natural providers.
Yeah.
Good men are natural providers. And I feel like we get fulfilled from providing, right? It's giving you the emotional regulation you need, giving you the financial support you might need. Those are the two major ones, right? And I feel like when you find someone that is secure in their career and in their finances and in their emotions, it's hard for you to gain that fulfillment. So men don't know how to still receive that fulfillment with a secure person. Because you can still feel that with a secure person. But because we're so used to obviously dating younger, like 3, 4, 5 years younger, that we deal with someone who hasn't walked the path that we've walked. So we're naturally used to, you know, especially in your 20s, you're used to helping someone walk the path you've walked. Yeah. Now when you match to someone that's already walked that path or has succeeded or has regulated their emotions and the way of thinking in a faster manner, it's difficult for you to feel fulfilled and feel like a man.
Yeah. I just find it so crazy that, like, in African culture, that, like, women, you know, you have to, they tell women, look for the secure attachment style, you know, look for someone who's confident, who's everything in them, wada wada. And then, man, it's like, oh, you must get yourself a Spuda Maluda 2006.
Yeah, it's all physical.
You know, it's all physical. She must be beautiful.
Superficial, yeah.
And I think that's where men fail in their partners. Because I feel like we date these women not knowing what type of attachment styles that they actually have. And and it's all because we have this sense of like, nah, but I'll take care of her. That's my girl. That's my hun. You know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, dude. Because society doesn't teach men to, like, know what to search for.
Yeah.
It doesn't Society teaches women what to search for. Yeah. When I say society, that's right. I'm actually going to be I'm talking about parents right now, actually.
Yeah,
like,
actually parents.
Parents and, like, older people.
Or your surroundings.
Your surroundings. Like, yeah. Like, they don't teach men what to search for. They tell you, look for looks. It's South Africa, it's all about bodies.
Yeah,
like, big bums and big boobs. They don't tell you that, like, you must find a nurturing woman, an understanding woman.
Because when I was growing up,
submissive woman.
I remember my dad looking at my sister saying, you must, if I a doctor, an engineer, a lawyer, and then me was like, Soto, Tswana. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the...
Yeah. But he did say degree, though.
But he did say degree. So they'll give you the basic line, like, she must be educated.
Yeah.
But they never speak about,
the,
like,
traits that will enable
your hand must be confident. Like, when she walks around, she must dress well. She must have good... Like, when I have kids, I'm going to tell my... If I have a son, I'm going to say to you, dude, your hand must look bad. Like, she must always... look well. She must represent you. She represents you in everything you do, and you represent her, you know? And I feel like men just... Women will come to you,
yeah,
and they will try to figure out your attachment styles in the beginning. Men figure out your attachment styles in the relationship.
Later.
In the relationship, I'm only figuring out now. Yeah. I think women have a thing of, like, when they're talking to you, they're like,
okay, I can deal with this.
Yeah, I can see he's very
confident.
Women
are very attentive before they go into something.
That's what I'm trying to say. And men aren't.
Us, she's beautiful. If she cooks,
came over
bonus,
three times. She came over three times. She cooked three times. I think I love her. For real, you know?
So I think that's like a message to, like, young men, but also women too.
Yeah, women too.
Let's try and understand the attachment style that this person that we want to date has.
Yeah.
So we know when we're dealt with conflict, how it's going to be resolved. Because guys, attachment styles are basically the tools that the person will use to deal with conflict. Conflict being any fights within the relationship. Yeah. So now, if you and your partner are fighting about who has to clean today, now an avoidant attachment style will just be like, keep quiet, not even have the conversation, and end up cleaning themselves and hold resentment possibly. But now an anxious attachment style might go through a whirlwind of emotions. They're gonna feel anxious. They're gonna overthink. They're gonna think you hate them. And not because you don't understand your partner, you can't give them the reassurance they need and the growth for them to escape all these attachment styles and go into the first one that we mentioned.
So
the
now,
secure attachment style.
I want to see what your mindset is, because I feel like a lot of people back home, you know, they're probably listening and saying, but my partner's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's anxious style. Yeah. Sometimes he's secure.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to tell me, like, because I think some women date a lot of, I think not women, I think people in general date potential. We date the potential of what the person is going to become.
Big problem.
So we see you now portraying, you know, anxious, but maybe sometimes you give me secure. Like, I'll be like, you know, people date, I always hear the stories about women who date men who open up once in a while, open up every day, so I don't really relate.
Yeah.
So that, but women that say, like, yo, when my man opens up, like, I'll literally take out a notebook because I've never heard this man talk about it. What's going on?
That's so crazy because what do relationships, like, what do they
comprise of?
There's no substance, man. Yes, like, bro. It's like,
but you've seen those things, no?
Yeah. I mean, I've also experienced them with myself personally. Like, I know when I'm having surface level relationships or surface level interactions with people, I will always keep quiet and just listen and give that ear. Then I'll hear about this person's entire upbringing, everything, but then I'll never really get the chance to speak because maybe I'm just wanting to be a good listener. But in those moments, I don't feel like I'm in a good relationship or a good interaction.
Yeah, but that's because you're a very open person. Some people aren't like that. They're very closed off. They express within, you know, like, and then come back in.
But you were saying, sorry, before I said that.
So with that hybrid method, no, but I get what you're saying. Like, it can be very tricky, you know, because I think with attachment styles, it links very much of compatibility. And I think we look to our partners and we're like, yo, man, I just wish this person had more of like a secure
attachment style
or maybe more anxious, like, come on, to be like me, you know, be like me. But I'm here to tell you now, like, yo, bro, people have different attachment styles for different relationships for a reason, you know, and it is from how they perceive you, what they can share with you, what they feel comfortable with in themselves, their identity as well. And you may catch someone on their journey in an anxious style when they are on the road to becoming secure.
Yeah.
That's just life.
100%.
Sometimes you have to let go of those people. Sometimes you have to help nurture them. It just depends on the capacity that you hold.
Yeah. Would you be in a secure, date someone that has a secure attachment style, but then they don't tick some of your boxes?
No. So I'm all about my boxes now this year.
Right? Yeah. I think I've been trying to like understand myself and see, do I prefer a healthy relationship, which is a secure attachment style, or do I prefer a fulfilling relationship, which is my partner doing all the things that I like? Because it's also things you must balance. And I think it's worth speaking about in the future.
Yeah, because I don't play with my boxes anymore. I used to. I think that, like, in my relationships, I used to say to myself, like, okay, as long as I enjoy speaking to the person, that was my prerequisite.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I enjoy speaking to the person, we can have conversations, long conversations, then that's enough for me. Like, that's all I want to know.
How are you like when you're like with a girl? You've never seen me how I'm like with a girl. Like, I've also never seen you. No, like,
I have seen you
like alone with a girl, like without my peripheral vision.
I'm like a nigga. Like, it's like me chilling with Percy or Hunze or
I'm
or
so
you.
Different, guys. Like,
I'm literally how you see me now is how you see me there. The only thing is I'm a bit more comedic with my partners. Yeah.
I'm so laxed, especially with the girl that really. But I'm so laxed. Like, I'll just be like listening. I'm so calm. Like, my jokes are like, this guy's making jokes, but speaking so calm the whole time. Because whenever I'm with someone that I really care for, I'm at peace. Right? Yeah. And I'm at peace. I'm just relaxed. I don't have to like overperform. I'm just chilling.
Calm. Hope I can find this thing that I want to read to you while you're saying this thing.
I get called a good nonchalant. I'm not explaining. People are like, yo, bro, you're so nonchalant, but it's like in a good way.
Yeah, like in a calming way.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot find.
And people always assume, because every time people meet me, even the people watching at home, they're waiting to see like a, yo, what's going on, dog? I'm just there like, yo, what's up? How you doing? Then it's like a meaningful, impactful conversation. Like, oh, okay, cool. Let me know about this. Let me know about that. It gets deeper, you know? But yeah, guys. So I definitely think it's worth, you find it. I definitely think it's worth you guys also like writing down the attachment style that you think you have. Because a lot of the time we'll think, I'm secure. Like Lebo said, I'm secure. I don't think I'm secure yet. I wish I was like Lebo and could say I'm secure.
I'm very secure.
I think I am on the road to being secure, like maybe like a step away from being secure. Yeah. But I know there are certain things that I don't like speaking about and dealing with when I don't feel safe enough. So maybe it's like, maybe I am secure, but maybe the environment in the past never allowed for me to be secure. Yeah. But that still means I'm not secure.
I also, stepping away from the attachment styles and stuff, right? I also believe that, like, bro, there's certain people that will come into your life, you know, and you guys will have everything the same.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's say it's the same type of comedic relief, same type of loving for food, same type of music taste, even same type of attachment style. But that person can still not be for you. You know what I mean? So I know we speak as, like, you know, we love to give advice on this podcast, like, you know, but keep in mind, this is also the very... Thanks. Honestly, like...
The thing at the back is out.
No. See? Okay, but anyways, now that I'm about to panic about that for the next 15 minutes in my mind, not speak.
Just remove it.
But...
Just take off the earring and put it on the table.
Yeah, real.
And then you'll find it later.
You know what? I was watching this show, man. And this guy, Wheel of Time, he's not allowed to use his magic, right? Anyways, people are not allowed to use his magic, right? Because they go crazy. If men use magic in that world, they go crazy. One of the guys has
magic.
I'm so sorry. But they teach him to, they call it feed it to the flame. Right. So in your mind, if you ever have a problem, feed it to the flame. It makes the flame go like brighter.
Yeah.
Just keep feeding all your problems to the flame until there's no more problems left. So I've been practicing that, like, just feed it to the fame. I can say that in my head. Anyways. Yeah. So, like I was saying, we like to give advice on the podcast. But keep in mind, guys, we are also just two guys also still experiencing life, still discovering life, still discovering life's truth.
Experiencing life for real.
So, our advice is not set in stone. You may have a different way of life. And that is beautiful, but that's why we have seated and we seated with each other.
Yeah.
So you guys comment down your advice for those things. Like, yo, how do I find the right attachment style?
Yeah,
is my attachment style wrong or just the attachment style for now?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to top five now.
Top five.
Okay, today's top five is top five places to pick up someone's like number. Like top five places.
Like top five bad or good?
Worst. Like worst places you can think of.
The gym.
The gym. I was going to say a funeral, but yeah. yeah, that's my number one. Let's see.
I've never done the funeral one, but I can get it.
Yeah.
Like, I can get it. Because we're mourning. Yes,
because at the after tears, like, I've never seen that person carrying before. That cooler box before in my life.
Who are you? No, I'm friends with Mang, your cousin's friend.
And sometimes you're not even related to the person that's passing.
It's your cousin's friend.
Yeah, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, all that too. Yeah.
So I'm just saying that sometimes. Okay. Bad place. Okay, yours is gym, okay?
Strip club? It's a bad place to pick up a number. Hey. She's working.
Hey.
What's your number?
She's dancing on you, just crack. It's one more for you, like. I just really want more for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to say, you know, this is a very, very... but a wedding, like, even if she's not the just starting your love at someone else's wedding is insane to me.
Yeah, because your story is not, oh,
we met at Mang Mang's wedding.
That's beautiful though.
I don't think it's beautiful. I think it's horrific. I think it's horrific. You're now part of our love story. This is my love story now. You know what I mean? Okay, so that's my number two. What about you? Number three.
I want to, like, something is pulling me away from saying the club, but I've met some cool people at the club.
I think club is,
like, I've met some
top best.
Yeah, places to meet somebody. Do you get what I'm saying? I'd have to say, like, at work.
Okay, work. Work wives and Tato is like anti-work wives, work husbands. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say a hair salon. Yeah, like she's, you know, she's still braiding. She's halfway through. She's too vulnerable.
Yeah, she can't be confident also because she's losing half her natural hair. Yeah,
half the maintenance day complete. That's my number three. How about four? That's a good one.
That's a great one. And like very unique. Very, very unique.
Your number four.
On holiday.
Yeah, it never works out. Overseas. On holiday, guys.
Yeah. I know it sounds like a nice time to meet somebody's daughter or somebody's son. Yeah. Nah, it's just...
Remember when we were in Swaziland and I was looking for, like, a princess?
Yeah, we were looking for princesses, guys.
I was like, yo, I'm looking everywhere for a princess to pass. Everywhere I go, yo, any of you guys royal?
Literally. Yeah, and they'd be like, what?
Okay.
No. I remember.
Yeah.
That was so funny, guys. Like, imagine going to a country trying to find royalty and you're being intentional about it.
My number four is home affairs. I just feel like we're in a line... we're going to be here for a long time. This should be our first date. Now we're really going to get to know each other. There's no food. There's no music.
Home affairs is nice though, because where it starts and where it ends.
Yeah, true. Like where it starts and where it ends. That's where you go to. This is where we met and this is where we're going to
tie the knot.
Tie the knot. That's a good one. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, my last one. Oh, I've never thought about bad places to meet somebody. Yeah. Oh, church. Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you
You're
why.
You're doing a very powerful one.
Church.
Let me
tell you why.
Why don't you ever clip these ones that you say? Boy, Tato has a habit. I don't know. It's swaggy.
That's swaggy. Right? Speak swaggy. To him.
Boys, and clip these ones. Boy. You're always clipping me and what I say. You must clip the This guy says the most controversial things in this podcast. But yeah, go ahead, say.
Meeting somebody at church is bad because you have a false perception of them. Because you look at God's holiness and God's amazing traits.
Hold on, Tato. They're not going to like what you say.
And then you assume that that person has those traits.
Tato, they're not going to like what you're saying.
Was what I'm saying bad?
You're cooking. You're cooking.
Yeah, bro. Because like you're going to think that like, oh my gosh, she's a church girl. She's good.
Oh, no.
Her going to church and having a love for God doesn't mean she's a good person.
Oh, no. Get ready with me to church. Get ready with me home, Sal.
What's your next one?
Pink Bible.
Your next one?
She's got a pink Bible. You're like, damn, she really cares about church.
Messing with God.
It's a reflection of how much she cares about her aesthetic. it's different inside the church. It's different. You can meet a wife or a lesson.
Yeah.
You can meet a wife or a lesson at church. So I like that one.
And I've never met a girl at church before, like, and been romantic with them.
Yeah. I'm gonna say netball game. Like
what?
Your mind is like
if I'm like on Earth, you're on like Jupiter.
Yeah, I'm gonna say netball game. I just feel like one, there's just too much pressure. If you lose, I got your number now before.
Now you've lost.
Now I'm going to hit up a loser.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really mess with that.
Yeah.
Also, just like so many eyes. So many. The teammates. Or they're like, ew. Too much pressure. Way too much pressure. So I'll say netball game. Yeah. Netball, hockey game.
Yeah.
Anything in that realm of like these gang people watching and teams.
So we can't do our favorite place. Like not top five, but
okay,
just
fine. Honorable bonus. Mention as our favorite place.
Yeah, like the best place that you think is to meet somebody.
I won't lie, Abrai. It is a staple in our black community that has been going on. You know, you invite three people, I invite five. You get along with two, I get along with maybe the five that you invited as well. Meet one, have a conversation, get the number, go home. We're both full. You ate pap, I had garlic bread. Perfect. Yeah. You get it home. That is the best, for me, place to meet a new person.
I was going to say games night because I met some incredible people at the games night.
But you see, that's two
games
great night, honorable
games
mentions.
Night, like, I'm with my boys. Me, Percy Lebo. Percy invited three baddies.
Jokes are going.
Lebo's invited three fine shits. I've invited two brewers to help us, you know, do our thing. And then we say, hata. Now all of a sudden, it's like, yo, my drink is finished. Let me get that
great
for you.
Great time.
Let me get that for you.
Because you also develop a friendship.
Let's play a game. You
guys,
get to connect.
We never speak about how much teamwork a braai is. Some are on salads. Some are cooking. Some are on dishes.
Who are you at the braai? Are you the brew that's braaiing or are you the brew that's helping the goals with the
salad? No, I'm the DJ, my man.
Okay.
You guys, any song requests?
Never on the ones and twos.
Song requests. Now, I also like Brian a little bit, you know. But I know how greedy the men that go to the kitchen and help them. We've all seen it.
I'm the brother.
You see?
No, but most of the time I'm hosting. So it's my kitchen.
You see, making jokes about the pop as they make the pops. Yeah. He's just standing behind them.
Because the thing is, that I do good in small groups, right? So a Brian would be like 12 people, 15 people. Yeah. In the kitchen is three fine shits and me. So my jokes, I throw my jokes, whoever jumps onto.
I know those spotlight. Yeah. How greedy.
So you guys want some snacks, then you pull out a bottle that no one else is drinking. I've got some Casamigos.
Yeah, but that was top five, guys. You guys comment down. What is your top five places to meet someone? The worst places, guys. Let's be interactive with the game. Yeah, I think we're going to also turn this into like an Instagram interactive thing. So we can also read at the end of the thing, like, yo, what are your guys' top five places? So we can also read that.
Rudy!
Okay? Just letting you guys know that that's coming up soon for you guys.
Yeah, final remarks from my side. I think definitely don't assume that getting a secure attachment style means you found the perfect partner.
Yeah.
It just means you're on the journey to potentially building something beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, my final remarks. Okay. Yo, bro, you're not gonna figure out everything in a week, and you're not gonna listen to a podcast and your life's gonna change. But you can choose to make a difference starting today by one action, and that's subscribing, liking, sharing. And liking the thing, the audio with five stars. Love you guys. See you next time on Seeds, the best podcast in Africa for mental health and vibes.
Yeah, number one, baby.
Number one, baby. Number one. See you guys next time. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. We'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.